100.1 The X, that'd be Chug-a-Lug from Mr. Roger Miller, and we're chug-a-lugging along. Record Store Day tomorrow, which who else would I have in the studio but Paul from Recycled Records.
Hi, Ian, how you doing?
I'm good. We gotta have you come in more often. It's just smart.
If it's The X, I have a soft spot in my heart for The X, as I was originally one of the original. I had a show on The X.
I was gonna bring
that
up.
Back when they started.
Way back when they were over when the
building was over on the corner of Prater and Sparks Boulevard.
Oh my gosh, that's even before my time.
I used to do Stasha's Sunday evening soiree.
That's fantastic.
Back when Dead Air Dave used to come in right after and do the Sunday night shows with musical star streams, and I think there was a reggae show back then.
Oh, all that
kind of stuff.
I remember musical star streams. Yeah that's crazy. Yeah. So, Record Store Day is tomorrow. This is your day of days.
It's our biggest day. This is bigger than Christmas.
Yeah.
This is like four Christmases put together.
Beautiful.
It's our biggest day of the year. We've got so much stuff going on. It's ridiculous. We have all the Record Store Day releases, which are the special. For those who don't know about Record Store Day, if I can go back a little bit. Record Store Day is a celebration of the culture of record stores. The whole idea about going to a record store to buy your music as opposed to buying it online, simply because of the interaction that you can get, whether it's other customers, whether it's the people there. You know, lots of times if you know exactly what you want, you can go onto a Amazon or wherever and go get that exact piece. And that's fine. You do got to do what you do. But a lot of times, they're not going to, that computer, that logarithm that they don't necessarily know what you're looking for, musically speaking. Mm-hmm. And they can kind of say, well, if you like this, you might like this. But sometimes you just want to go in a complete 180 and go somewhere else than where you haven't been. And they you know, we can do it better.
Yeah,
you definitely can. And we make it a lot more fun.
What are some releases that you're really psyched about tomorrow?
The biggest, let's see, I think we've got some Grateful Dead stuff. You know, I wish I'd brought an invoice with me because... We ended up getting around $4,000 worth of stuff.
Oh, my
gosh. So we've got probably a couple of hundred records. We don't get huge amounts of anything. Let's see. I know there's some Iggy Pop. I believe there's some Bowie. I got a Queen. What do we get by Queen? There's a Bohemian Rhapsody picture disc that's out.
Oh,
I'm sure with Queen right now,
they're huge, yeah.
They could pass gas and they would probably sell a million copies right now, you know.
For sure.
But there's going to be, as always, it's just so much stuff and it's just so cool. Lots of things that are... And to go further into what Record Store Day does, part of what we're talking about here is the fact that there are special releases that come out from the record companies that only go to small independent record stores like Recycled Records, and we're the only ones that can sell them. So you can't go to your big box stores. Don't go to Walmart. Don't go to Best Buy. They won't have any of this stuff. It'll be only the small place.
It's a good way to support the local places like yours.
Very much so.
Forever.
Very much so. Record stores, you know, as most people know, really took a dive there in the early 2000s when Napster came along and all those other things, which really drove it down. So the remaining ones are fortunately lasted long enough to come back into this resurgence into vinyl, which has been really nice for us.
That's really cool. Yeah, I was just actually... you keep on going to topics
I'm on top of it.
I was going to bring up vinyl is making a huge comeback.
Vinyl is making a big comeback. It's, you know, there's a lot to it. I think part of the reason that I see it happening... there's a couple of good reasons. Number one, a lot more women are getting into vinyl. And I think part of it is the social aspect of it. You know, you can walk around with a small MP3 player, but you don't see people carrying turntables.
Yeah.
It has to be played in a room with speakers and stuff like that.
And it
engages you a little more by the fact that first you have this album and it's got this great big picture on it and you open it up and maybe it's got a gatefold with lyrics that you can actually read, like trying to read them on your phone or something like that. You know, so you got that. You take the record out. You got to clean it. So you're actually invested in the whole process of listening. And so it really makes it kind of nice. Mostly also younger demographics. Right now, the younger kids, they grew up in rock and roll households. So they know is it Led Zeppelin and they know the Beatles and they know Eric Clapton and Bob Marley and all these different things that are out there because mom and dad have played them. And so all of us go back to our childhood, to our when things were a little nicer and easier and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And so it's really helped for the vinyl.
Guys,
well.
You just made me kind of harken back. My dad played Jethro Tull. He played the Turtles. I mean, King Crimson.
And that's one less thing that people would actually argue about. But I grew up you know, I'm 61, but my dad listened to easy listening and my mom liked opera.
Right.
So I was playing, what's that noise? You know, now the kids are growing up on that noise. And there isn't that argument about, you know, maybe a kid will go punk or rap or something like right. that and take it a little further and stuff. But they're still going to have an appreciation for that classic rock, the basic rock that came out of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Even up to through today. I mean, it's all based though on those early 60s, 70s, 80s things.
Definitely.
That regardless of what you think, and I hate to say music is good because it's always subjective, but I mean, that's just good music.
Yeah. I mean, that is objectively good music.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So people need to come by. What are your hours actually tomorrow?
We open the doors at 9.
Okay.
The record store day stuff, we start selling at 10.
Okay.
What we do is a couple of cool things. Number one, as you come in, we'll give you a ticket that'll hold your place in line, kind of like at the bakery, you know, now serving number 21.
Nice.
But we do have a raffle, and it's for the food bank, and it's for the first pick. So if we got something in and you're going to have an hour, we go between 9 and 10, we don't sell record store day stuff. We just let people look and see if they want to ask questions. We show them the records, that kind of thing. And then we'll have that drawing for the first pick. And the first pick is, you know, if you really want something bad, and even if you don't, you're helping out, you're helping put food in hungry people's bellies.
Yeah, there we go. What a wonderful cause.
So, yeah. So we do that, and then... also, one of the biggest things we do this year is normally I add about 1,500 fresh used pieces to the stock. And this year I made a mistake and I did over 2,000.
Oh, what a screw up.
So we got, yeah. So we're going to have about 2,200 fresh pieces, fresh used pieces in the racks. So all the racks during the year where if you come in and you go, oh, there's no Led Zeppelin in here, there's going to be Led Zeppelin in there.
Cool.
You know, and this is stuff that we've actually put aside. As it comes in, just to save for special days like this. So we're going to have some great stock. We got great bands playing that day. We've got the Sunrays. I don't know if you know who the Sunrays are. Reno's premier surf band, man. These are old guys wearing bowling shirts and they rock it. You know, here's a song by the Astronauts from 1962. You know, yeah. I mean, it's great stuff. So we're really looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Well, and people need to go over there. 822 South Virginia Street is where Recycled Records is located.
Sure. And if you're 21, we got mimosas in the morning and beer in the afternoon.
Oh man, this is gonna be a party.
It's party and live music all day long.
Beautiful. Paul, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
man.
For having
I'd
me,
love to have you back.
All right, sounds great.
All right, cool. You're listening to 100.1 The X.